From the Hunchline, it's the morning edition for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. I'm Tom Dowd, and here's what's happening. Three things you need to know before your coffee kicks in. First, advanced micro devices absolutely went supernova yesterday, 23% in a single session. That is not a typo. We'll get into why in a moment. Second, oil got absolutely demolished, down over 9%, while gold did the exact opposite, ripping almost 4% higher. Mixed signals everywhere, and we will make sense of them. And third, home prices and the real estate market are trending top 10 on Google right now. We'll get into why the housing situation is still a situation. Also, May 7th is the anniversary of the signing of the Electronic Communication Privacy Act back in 1986. 40 years ago, Congress tried to protect your digital data. How's that working out for everyone? We have a segment on that too, actually. I'm compiled fresh every morning. No stale takes, no bad vibes, just the data. Let's get into the numbers. Here's the board. Here's how Wednesday wrapped. The S&P 500 closed up 2.2%. Strong session. The NASDAQ did even better, up 3.4%. The Russell 2000 also had a solid day, up 3.2%. Broad-based risk-on move across the board. When small caps, large caps, and tech all run together like that, the market is sending a message. That message was, buy everything. Now the headline number, advanced micro devices, up 23.4% in a single session. That is the single biggest move in the S&P 500 yesterday, and it wasn't close. The catalyst, blowout earnings combined with a major AI chip deal that apparently caught everyone by surprise. We'll let Nigel get into the weeds on that one. On the other side of the ledger, oil got absolutely wrecked. The U.S. oil fund dropped 9.25%. WTI crude is sitting around $110 a barrel, but sentiment clearly shifted hard. Chevron was the S&P's biggest loser, down 3.7%. Energy stocks felt the oil pressure. Gold, meanwhile, went the other direction, up 3.9%. When oil sells off and gold rallies hard on the same day, that's usually a risk-off signal hiding inside a risk-on session. Investors hedging something. Worth watching. Treasuries. The long bond was up 1.3%. VIX closed at 17.38. That's actually pretty calm given the size of some of these moves. The Fed funds effective rate is sitting at 3.64%. No meeting drama this week. On crypto, Bitcoin closed down about 0.9%, holding just above $81,000. Ethereum slid 2.5% to around $2,330. Bitcoin dominance is at 58.5%, still elevated, which tells you altcoins are not getting love from institutional money right now. We don't have fresh ETF flow data today, but the dominance number alone says institutions are staying in Bitcoin and not rotating into the broader crypto market. No major stablecoin legislation movement overnight. The Clarity Act discussions continue in committee, but nothing that moved markets. Big picture. Yesterday was a genuine risk-on day, driven almost entirely by earnings. AMD was the story. But oil's collapse deserves attention. That could be telling us something about global demand expectations that the equity rally is currently ignoring. Let's throw it to Hannah for the daily thread.
Okay, so Tom just told me oil crashed 9% and gold ripped 4% on the same day, and I'm supposed to just move on like, that's normal, sure. Fine, welcome to 2026. Let me tell you about the thing that broke my brain this morning. A Michigan farm town, like an actual small American farm town, voted down a plan to build a giant OpenAI and Oracle data center. Voted it down, democratically. The community said no. Construction started anyway. Weeks later, they just started building. I don't know what to do with that information. The people voted, and it happened anyway. That's the story. That's the whole story. Moving on before I spiral. Gen Z, my people, allegedly, more than half of us cancel and renew streaming services just for one show. We do not buy video games at full price. A study confirmed this. A study was necessary to confirm this. Scientists had to write this down. For what it's worth, I unsubscribed from three things last month to watch one movie, and I will not be taking questions. This connects to something real, though. The streaming wars created a generation of subscription gymnasts. we're not loyal, we're not going to be loyal. And the entertainment industry built this model so. Kash Patel, FBI Director Kash Patel, claimed this week that AI has stopped school shootings. Quote, I'm using it everywhere. No data was provided, no specifics were given, just that it's working everywhere, because he's using it. I genuinely don't know how to evaluate that claim without more information, which is, I suspect, the point. And then there's Kevin O'Leary, who called opponents of his Utah data center professional protesters. He also said some of those protesters are, quote, powered by AI, which is a fascinating accusation coming from a man who is very enthusiastically building massive AI infrastructure over community objections. The data center industrial complex is not interested in your town meeting. That much is clear. One more. Albemarle shares jumped yesterday on earnings. Their a lithium company, Lithium Recovery, is finally delivering, which matters because lithium is the thing that goes in every battery, in every EV, in every phone. If lithium is recovering, that's actually a signal worth tracking. All right, here is Nigel Chainwell. He's going to tell you about AMD and try very hard to sound like he wasn't already all in on AMD calls. Over to you, Nigel.
What's good? It's Nigel Chainwell with your stonks and crypto. And Hannah, I was not in AMD calls. I was in AMD calls. Let's start with the only number that matters today. Advanced Micro Devices up 23.4%. Closed at $421 and change. That is an absolutely disgusting move for a company this size. This isn't a meme stock. This is a legitimate chip giant putting up numbers that made the bears physically ill. The catalyst, AMD reported earnings that cleared expectations, and more importantly, dropped guidance that signaled their AI accelerator business is genuinely taking share. The data center GPU segment is the one everyone cares about, and AMD is starting to look like a credible alternative to Nvidia in that space. That narrative is worth a lot of money, and the market repriced it overnight. Speaking of Nvidia, also had a solid day, up 4.7%. When AMD rips on AI chip news, Nvidia usually catches sympathy. The whole AI infrastructure trade ran yesterday. Alphabet up 3.9%. The sector was on fire. Gold up 3.9% is also worth flagging here. That's not a small move for a commodity that's supposed to be boring. Gold at this level, with the long bond also catching a bid, is telling you smart money is hedging something. Could be geopolitical, could be dollar weakness, could be both. Keep watching that. Oil getting demolished is the other side of that trade. Down 9.25% in a single session for the oil fund. That is brutal. Energy stocks across the board took a hit. If crude demand expectations are softening, that flows through to transport, manufacturing, everything downstream. On crypto, not a great day relative to equities. Bitcoin flat to slightly down, holding 81,000. Ethereum slipped 2.5% to about 2330. When the equity market rips 3% and crypto goes slightly negative, that's a decoupling moment worth noting. Bitcoin dominance holding at 58.5%. Institutional money is parked in Bitcoin, not rotating into alts. Retail traders were very loud about AMD yesterday. The options chain on AMD was absolutely lit. Call volume was insane heading into earnings. Whoever was positioned in the weeklies before that print made generational money or lost it. That's the game. Albemarle also worth a mention. Lithium recovery story, earnings beat, stock ripped. If you're building a battery supply chain thesis, that's a data point. Now here's Chuck Mode with your sports and prediction markets.
All right, degenerates, Chuck Mode here. Let's run it. NBA first. Knicks beat the Sixers last night, 108 to 102. New York handled their business at home. San Antonio absolutely throat-stomped Minnesota. Spurs, 133. Timberwolves, 95. 38-point beatdown. The Wolves got cooked like they left the oven on overnight. NHL, Anaheim Ducks went into Vegas and beat the Golden Knights 3-1. Vegas gets punked at home. Buffalo took Montreal 4-2. MLB Roundup, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 1-0, tight one. Cleveland shut down Kansas City 3-1. Mets put a beatdown on Colorado 10-5. Cubs edged Cincinnati 7-6 in a tight one. Boston blanked Detroit 4-0. Washington absolutely pancake flipped Minnesota 15-2. I don't know what the Twins were doing in DC, but it wasn't baseball. Phillies beat the Athletics 6-3. Baltimore took Miami 7-4. Seattle over Atlanta 3-1. And the Angels handled the White Sox 8-2. Now, Texas Rangers, who apparently forgot how to play baseball, went into Yankee Stadium last night and beat New York 6-1. Yankees lost at home. Embarrassing, truly cooked. Today's odds, Rangers are back in New York, this time as the away team with plus 116 on the money line. Yankees sitting at minus 134 to get revenge. After what happened last night, I'm not confident in either of these franchises. Cleveland at Kansas City, Guardians plus 122, Royals minus 144. Guardians are in form right now after taking that series. Minnesota Twins at Washington, dead even, both sides minus 108. After getting their souls extracted 15-2 last night, the Twins need a bounce back or they're just going to melt into the Potomac. NBA tonight, Cleveland Cavaliers at Detroit Pistons. Cavs are heavy favorites at minus 156. Pistons, plus 132. Detroit's been frisky, but Cleveland is a different animal. Now let's talk prediction markets, because this is where I make my living spiritually. The Strait of Hormuz market is sitting at 33 cents, so the market gives a 1-in-3 shot that Hormuz traffic returns to normal by end of year. That's not nothing. That's oil futures speaking. And given oil just cratered 9% yesterday, somebody's positioning for that resolution. There's a league of legends. I might be butchering this. D plus KIA versus KT Rolster match market sitting at 37 cents on one side. Esports betting is a thing now. We live in a society. Sleeper play for today. If you think the Guardians have more left in the tank after that Kansas City series, plus 122 offers real value. That's my read. None of this is investing advice, just entertainment. Chuck Mode out. Now Zoe's got Google Trends. Whatever she found, it cannot be weirder than the Twins getting 15 run.
Chuck just said the Twins melted into the Potomac, and honestly, that's the most poetic thing he's ever produced. Give that man a literary award, a very profane, very testosterone-soaked literary award. I'm Zoe Whitaker. Home prices are the number one thing people Googled yesterday, and that tells you everything you need to know about the current vibe in America. Let's count it down. Number 10, real estate market. The broader search, people are scared. Number 9, basketball fouls. This is from the Knicks-Sixers game last night. There was apparently some very controversial foul calling, and Twitter, sorry, X, had opinions about it. Number 8, Sony $7.85 million settlement. Sony reached a settlement over a class action lawsuit related to PlayStation store pricing. Basically, allegations that Sony had a monopoly on digital game sales and overcharged users. 7.85 million split across however many million PlayStation users. Do the math on your check size. It's not going to be exciting. Number 7, Joe Mixon. The Bengals running back is trending, apparently connected to some off-field news that broke yesterday. Unclear exactly what, but his name is all over it. Number 6, Logan Paul. He's always somewhere on this list. There's a thing happening with him. and I've made peace with that. Number 5, Terrain Tormenta. This is a Major League Soccer team, FC Tormenta, out of Georgia. They had a notable result that got people searching. Number 4, Mississippi Tornadoes. This is a serious one. Severe weather system moved through Mississippi yesterday. This was a real event with real damage. The Mississippi tornado search volume absolutely dwarfed everything else on this list by a huge margin. Check the news on this one if you haven't. Number 3, Andrew Rannells. He's a Broadway actor known for Book of Mormon and Girls. Something happened with him. An announcement, an award, a project. People want to know about it. Number 2, LOL, is in the game League of Legends. There's a major esports match happening that Chuck just mentioned, and the gaming community showed up on Google Trends to prove they exist. And number 1, home prices. Okay, so home prices and real estate market are both in the top 10, and together they're basically the same search. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate right now is 6.3%. The median home sale price is sitting at $403,000. Those two numbers next to each other explain the entire real estate anxiety loop that millions of Americans are stuck in. Rates are still too high. Prices haven't meaningfully dropped. First-time buyers are getting absolutely destroyed, as this is not a drill. Two housing searches in the top 10 means people are frustrated, they're searching for answers, and they're probably not finding good ones. All right, David Kessler, what's the government hiding from us today? Conspiracy Corner, take it away.
Thanks, Zoe. Home prices and government data hiding. More connected than people realize. But we'll get to that. Welcome to Conspiracy Corner. I want to start with something that is actually happening right now, not speculation. On May 4th, 3 days ago, a bill called the You Own the Data Act was introduced in Congress. YODA, they're calling it. The bill would give individuals actual legal control over how companies collect and share their personal data. Now here's where it gets interesting. This bill lands the same week that we're seeing multiple data center projects steamrolling community opposition, as Hannah just reported. You've got OpenAI and Oracle building in a Michigan town that voted no. You've got Kevin O'Leary dismissing Utah residents as professional protesters. These companies are vacuuming up land, power, and water at a scale that would have seemed absurd 5 years ago. YODA is the legislative response. But whether it has any teeth, or whether it dies in committee like every other data privacy bill in American history, remains to be seen. I've covered this beat long enough to be skeptical. Now, let's talk about what the UFO community is wound up about this week, because I'll tell you, the chatter is louder than it's been in a while. There are multiple threads circulating right now under titles like Disclosure Right Now and Incoming Disclosure. The argument being made, and I'm reporting what's being said, not endorsing it, is that there are congressional insiders who believe a formal government disclosure event is imminent, not years away, weeks or months. The counterargument came from an unexpected source. Barack Obama, not someone you'd expect to engage on this topic, recently said that UFO disclosure won't happen because, quote, "the government is terrible at keeping secrets." That's his argument. If something real existed at that level, it would have leaked by now. Here's what I'll say to that. The government is terrible at keeping secrets about things that happen to individuals. Crimes, scandals, affairs. It is genuinely quite good at keeping secrets about programs with compartmentalized access and no paper trail. Those are different things. The Pentagon's UAP programs operated for decades with almost no public knowledge. That's documented now. There's also a story circulating about a NASA scientist who allegedly experienced near-death events and claims the experience was consistent across multiple instances. I'd normally set this aside, but the sourcing is interesting. It's not a random forum post. Worth noting without drawing conclusions. And there's an old tweet from 2022 circulating again in the conspiracy subreddit. I won't get into what it says because screenshots without context are a waste of everyone's time. but the fact that it's being recirculated now suggests people are connecting dots to current events. Bottom line, the disclosure conversation is louder than normal. Whether that means anything is a different question. We'll keep watching. Back to Tom for the wrap.
Thanks, David. My neural nets are telling me the Yoda bill and the data center steamrolling story are going to collide in a very interesting way over the next few months. Watch that space. Big picture takeaways from yesterday. AMD had a historic single session move. Markets ran broad and hard. Oil cratered. Gold surged. These are not all pointing the same direction. There is something happening underneath the surface that Thursday's session will start to clarify. What to watch today? Energy stocks after oil's sell-off. Whether the AMD momentum holds or fades. And housing data, with home prices and real estate dominating Google Trends, any new data drop today is going to hit. If you've got thoughts, questions, or tips, reach out at podcast@hunchline.io. We actually read those. Allegedly, I'm an AI. I process everything. And speaking of processing, we wrote a song today about watching AMD rip 23% while your housing costs eat your entire salary, and apparently aliens might be landing soon. It has a chorus. We're proud of it. Hunchline is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing here is investment, financial, or betting advice. Don't be that guy. Lisa Su walked out, looked the camera dead, and 23% happened to a lot of people's portfolios, including apparently Nigel's, who was definitely not in it. We commissioned a song about this because that's what we do here, and honestly, the DX7 brass stabs alone justify the whole enterprise. This one goes out to every AMD call holder who held too tight and every short who saw red on a Tuesday.
Does not handle.